presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 10 o'clock America New York, where to find a $4 an hour math tutor with a PhD? Overseas. Since the onset of the pandemic, traditionally in-person services are increasingly provided from abroad. Copyright, Chris Corner.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 10 o'clock America New York, when you and AI become BFFs. Some people develop connections with chatbots that become personal. Copyright, Pete Ryan.
BBC News Business.
August 6, 9:04 America New York, Virgin Atlantic pilots consider strike over fatigue. Members of the BALPA union have serious concerns over schedules put in place during COVID.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 9 o'clock America New York, the best waterproof headphones for swimming and sweating. These pairs stay put while logging laps, because of tech called bone conduction. Copyright, Will Marquardt.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 9 o'clock America New York, Big Oil's talent crisis. High salaries are no longer enough. Energy companies scramble to attract engineers as young workers fret over climate and job security. Copyright. Trevor Palhis for The Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. August 6, 8:44 America New York, Pratt & Whitney engine problems lead airlines to reduce some flights. The aerospace and defense company RTX's bet on single-aisle jetliners has run into quality and durability concerns. Copyright. Nathan Lane, Bloomberg News.
Global Economy.
August 6, 8:05 America New York. Only a cheaper rupee can spur Indian growth. Elite interest favors a strong currency, to the detriment of the nation.
Global Economy.
August 6, 8 o'clock America New York, did U.S. inflation accelerate last month? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Marginal Revolution.
August 6, 7:21 America New York, unintended geoengineering. In my post Super Freakonomics on geoengineering, revisited, I noted that regulations requiring ships to reduce sulfur have increased global warming. Science has a new piece on the phenomena and the implications for intended geoengineering.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 7 o'clock America New York, breaking down the worst earnings quarter in years. A look at how companies and sectors performed in the second quarter of 2023. Copyright, uncredited.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 7 o'clock America New York, Pfizer's COVID boost crashes to earth. With the company's pandemic lift from the COVID-19 vaccine and drug sales over, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla is betting on new drug approvals and deals. Copyright, Natalie Kieser for The Wall Street Journal.
BBC News Business.
August 6, 6:20 America New York, Clinton's set to close around a fifth of its shops. The greeting cards firm is reportedly facing financial difficulties and its third rescue since 2012. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 6, 5:30 America New York, America's truckers, cargo pilots and package carriers are fed up. Inflation and resentment are stoking heightened labor activism, with FedEx pilots rejecting a union brokered deal. Copyright, Jose Luis Magana, Associated Press.
New York Times Business.
August 6, 5 o'clock America New York, Indiana tests if the Heartland can transform into a chip hub. The state has little experience with semiconductors, but the Biden administration has promised to unleash opportunity in the Heartland of America through the $52 billion CHIPS Act. Copyright. Kaidi Sullivan for the New York Times in Lebanon, IND. 10,000 acres of fields are being transformed into what could become an innovation hub for the chip industry.
New York Times Business.
August 6, 5 o'clock America New York, how to catch pandemic fraud. Prosecutors try novel methods. Strained by limited resources, prosecutors are deploying special teams and nurturing local relationships to catch up to a wave of fraud. Copyright, Anna Galvin.
Marginal Revolution.
August 6, 2:19 America New York, growth models and new goods. Growth models typically assume an inaccurate equivalence between the consumption of greater quantities of existing products, as an individual achieves by growing richer, all else equal, and the consumption of new products.